The Melbourne Symphony Orchestra's classics will reach new heights this weekend with the orchestra enveloped by an international circus troupe, Cirque de la Symphonie. The acrobats and aerialists will be trying to avoid the violins and trombones in a fusion of the two art forms. Rachel Brown snuck into the dress rehearsal.
They'll be operating with calculated precision, and that's just the musicians. Above and around them will be a host of acrobats, jugglers, contortionists, and strongmen, performing to a backdrop of classics by composers from Tchaikovsky to John Williams. The orchestral version of The Lion Tamer, the MSO's associate conductor Ben Norvey, explains what the circus performers will bring out in the musicians and vice versa.
Really, it's this magical quality that orchestral music has as well. There's a real beauty and a serenity to some of the trapeze acts, for example, like acrobats, when they seem to be floating through the air. Music can amplify that kind of experience for the audience. And there's a lot of crazy waltzes that are quite kind of spin out of control and have this sense of going off the rails a little bit. And I think that's the danger element to the circus. But there are other really interesting things, like Finlandia is a great piece that features the brass section. These really big, rich opening brass chords accompany the strongman. And the strongman will be like, you know, bending bits of metal and...
Not bending trombones, I hope.
Well, not yet. I've seen that done before in moments of frustration from musicians, but no.
You said this will be for those people who like their music action-packed. Do you think that's necessary to keep classical music evolving, or is this a way to attract new audiences?
We have to be reaching out to as wide an audience as we possibly can. And if that introduces some people to classical music for the first time and they see how much richness and fun there is in classical music as well, I think that's a real positive.
Alexander Streltsov co-owns the international troupe Cirque de la Symphonie and is one of its aerialists.
My main act is the aerial duo that I'm doing with Christine Van Loo, doing aerial ballet in the air to a Swan Lake Tchaikovsky. This is a really unique fusion of two ancient art forms. You know, on one hand, you have a beautiful orchestra, full power, and on the other hand, you have a circus artistry with a high level. There is no room for rookies in the show. And you can imagine with the tight space that we have, 7 meters or so, in between the lip of the stage and the conductor's podium, so everything has to be precise. When you watch the performance, it feels like that music was just meant to be written for that performance, or vice versa.
I'm Dale Baltrop, and I'm the concertmaster of the Melbourne Symphony.
Are you happy you're staying earthbound?
Most definitely. I've done this show a couple of times with the Vancouver Symphony, and it's really spectacular.
Do musicians get distracted by the movement and, I'm guessing, sequins and lycra and amazing feats of agility?
Well, we are used to having to really focus. We often will perform with other genres, especially dance. But when people are flying overhead, it's really hard not to sort of lose your concentration for a second.
Holding it all together, literally, will be the job of riggers, like production coordinator James Poole. He knows the ropes well. He spent his teenage years performing with the Flying Fruit Fly Circus.
Do you think it would be heartening for the musicians out there knowing that you're in charge of the rigging, so how low they can go without falling into a tuba, say?
I'm not sure that many of them know my history. We liaised with a rigger. They've installed a truss that's 10 metres high above the orchestra, and the aerialist will swing over the heads of the orchestra and the audience, maybe.
What could possibly go wrong? Conductor Ben Norvey will be helping out with a magic act that he's not quite sure about.
Hopefully I won't be in a box getting cut in half.
Or a disappearing act.
Yeah, it could be a disappearing act. I have no idea.
The Melbourne Symphony Orchestra and its associate conductor Ben Norvey. Ending that report there by Rachel Brown.